President John Evans Atta Mills has directed the Baffa Store Company to release 2,000 bags of rice and 2,000 bags of maize to be given to the flood victims. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development should also make available a number of outboard motors to NADMO and members of 48 engineers for rescue exercise. This was part of effort by government to relieve the flood victims. We have correspondent Seth Iya on the line to tell us more on the directives. Good evening, Seth. We have Mr. Ofosu Ampofu on the line to tell us more. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you give us details of the directive?
Yes, the president, having been briefed about the gravity of the flooding disaster in about 5 districts in the eastern region, before setting off from Accra, I realized that one of the first things that will be needed is food to keep body and soul together, and as a result, directed that a quantity of food items, precisely 2,000 bags of maize and 2,000 bags of rice, should be procured immediately from the National Pastor Company Limited warehouses to enable NADMO distribute those food items to victims of the disaster who. Most of them have been cut off from their farms, and for that matter, cannot go to their farm and bring food to fend for themselves and their families, as well as those whose houses have been inundated and cannot even get into their houses to pick whatever item is there. So that is the first directive. And then when we went to Brim Central, Oda area, it was realized that virtually a whole community has been inundated by water, and the levels are such that some of the water are at the roofing level, some at the lintel level, and it's becoming very difficult for people to even move. Others have to perch on top of trees to be evacuated. And so, again, the need for extra boots and outboard motors for easy access to these areas became necessary, and for that matter, the president was again directed, and a number of outboard motors will be released by tomorrow morning. In fact, as I speak to you now, it has been presented to NADMO at their headquarters and will be on its way to the affected areas, so that at least it could power the boots that are available to reach those who are very difficult to reach as a result of the high levels of the flood waters.
So this consignment of food, how soon is it going to be released?
In fact, as I speak to you now, vehicles are on their way from the warehouses coming for NADMO to take delivery of them and then distribute, because these are very urgent and desperate situation, and it requires equally an urgent and attention.
And places that have been submerged, you know, warehouses are totally submerged. What's to become of those places?
Well, NADMO once again has, most of them have been moved to higher grounds. Some of them are living with relatives. Others are living in classrooms and church houses. And so NADMO is distributing mattresses and other relief items, clothing, and buckets and others to them, soups, so as to at least be able to keep them whilst lasting solution is found to the problem they find themselves in. So we are working on all fronts, and it also presents health challenges, because once you have this water entering houses and others, the tendency of waterborne diseases also coming up is very high. And so the health authorities, together with NADMO, are also undertaking, education of the people and mounting surveillance to ensure that no major outbreak of waterborne diseases, is experienced.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. That was the Eastern Regional Minister, Samuel Ofosu Ampofu.